This is Victrios.
This month we are looking at what we call empowered living. I mean, living not by power, living not by might, living by the Spirit of God. You should just understand that God wants you to be empowered. He wants your life not just be ordinary life. He wants the Spirit of God to power your life. So this morning I want to share with you what I call it's under the title, the series Empowered Living, but I will call this particular morning Auspices. Auspices, and the media people will show you what that is, just in case you don't understand my accent. Auspices. When I was a little younger, I had a Bible that my dad gave to me, this Gideon Bible. It was a little different from the regular Gideon Bible. And I really cherished it. And so I will open to the beginning of the Bible, and I saw this statement there. This Bible was written, and I'm paraphrasing now, this Bible was written under the auspices of King James. So I used to think to myself that what does auspices mean? And for some reason, I never went to check the dictionary, but I just used to wonder, what does auspices mean? You know, and I was just fascinated by that whole word auspices. And it was later on that I got to find out that auspices is simply another word for authority or influence. Because in my own mind, I thought it was King James that wrote it, the Bible, that particular Bible. I know some people too, when they hear KJV, they think it's King James that wrote it. No, King James did not write it. Actually, the people that wrote the Bible, many of them are dying, but there was the people that compiled it. The first English, major English compilation was done during the reign of King James. He did not write it, but he influenced the writing of it. I'm praying for somebody this morning that your life will be influenced by God. When you show up at work, when people see your work, they will think God did it. In the name of Jesus. So, auspices. Yesterday, or even today, in America and many parts of the world, they are celebrating what you call St. Patrick's Day, you know. And some people think that St. Patrick's Day means that they should drink themselves to stupor. That's why in your neighborhood or wherever yesterday, you might have seen some drunk people during the day. And even the city of Chicago went to paint the river green, you know. And sometimes you just be shaking your head that, have we misplaced priorities? Because I'm sure they didn't paint that river green with some few thousands of dollars. If you go and find the budget, it would be in the millions. And then you wonder, what's the effect of painting river green when you can help some people paint their house white? Amen? You know, they did all of that. You know, so I have been curious to why people celebrate St. Patrick's that way. And one of the things that I've been curious about is the fact that people allow a particular thing to control them, and that is alcohol. I mean, people get under the auspices of alcohol and they begin to do all kinds of things. So this morning, I want to prove to you, I want to say to you that everybody is under some form of influence. Everybody is under some form of influence. Okay, so let's start like this. Acts chapter 2, and from verse 1. Media, what's going on? I'm not saying this light. Acts chapter 2, from verse 1. Okay. The Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. The Bible says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the sound, the house. That's why we were making the sound of hallelujah. And I believe that in your house this week, there will be hallelujah in the name of Jesus. I don't know if some of you have been there before, where things happen to you all by yourself. You are only you, and you get excited because of what you just got. Some people are watching you and they are thinking, is he crazy or something? You dance all by yourself. You will have those kind of experiences this week. God will break the normal cycle of things, and there will be breaking news, and it will be good news. The Bible says, and so there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled up the house where they were sitting. Verse 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and he sat on each of them, or he made an impression on each of them, or they fell under the auspices, like some people fell under the influence of alcohol yesterday. They fell under the auspices of that tongue that sat upon them. Please continue. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Let's jump to verse 42. Verse 42, to see the influence or to see the result of what happens when people are influenced, especially by the Spirit of God. Verse 42, the Bible says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. I'm declaring your life will be an advertisement for God in this season in the name of Jesus. Verse 44. Please, let's be fast. And all that believed were together, and they had all things in common. Keep moving. I'm going to stop at verse 47. And sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. And verse 47, the Bible says, praising God, or shouting their hallelujah, and having favor with all the people. Everyone listening to me this morning, your story is having favor with all the people. When you go to work, even the people that don't like you normally, you have favor with them. And the Lord added to the church daily. So there was addition because of an influence they got in verse 1. I am declaring over your life, this is a week of addition. This is a week of multiplication. In the name of Jesus. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Auspices. I want you to understand that everyone, everything you come in contact with, is having an impression on you. Everyone, everything is having an impression on you. There is something happening because of the things that are happening around you, because of the people that you hang around, because of the things that you come around. There is nothing like, well, I have this kind of people around me and they don't have any influence on me. There is nothing like that. Do you understand that many people think that they are original? There are sometimes I will say something, I will think I'm the first person that said it. It is later on that I will now find that it's not really my original thought. Somebody has already said it, and I heard it, but I forgot that I heard it from that person. So I am saying it, it is flowing from me as if it came originally from me. That's what happens to many of us here. Yourself. So everyone you come in contact with, one way or another, makes an influence on you. You are not as original as you think. You are not as, you know, unique as you think. There is influence on you. And because influences are happening on you, you have to be very deliberate, the influences that you allow. You have to be deliberate what you allow to come into you. So I want to tell you this morning that everyone you meet is either an addition to you or a subtraction from you. Nobody you meet, nothing you have come in contact with this last week or in this coming week, will leave you the same way. They will either take away from you or add to you. Sometimes you don't know that they are taken away from you until several years later, because it's very subtle. It's very little. I mean, some of you can relate with this. You are listening to music. You were not, I mean, you are in a barber shop, you know, and they were playing one music. You didn't tell them to play the music. They were just playing their own music. And then you left. 10 days later, you started doing in your head. And you're wondering, where did that come from? I have sang songs that when I sang it, I caught myself. I'm like, is that Pastor E? Because even the thing that I was saying, normally I wouldn't say those kind of things. But because anything you meet, anyone you meet, is either adding to you or subtracting from you. So do understand that. Know that there is no neutral contact. There's nothing like, oh, I just had contact with that thing and didn't do me anything. And that's why some people have been victims of so many things that they didn't plan to happen to them. Some people think, well, I'm not this kind of person, so this kind of temptation is beyond me. I'm not this kind of person, so this kind of thing cannot. But if you hang around that thing a little more and a little more and a little more, before you know it, what you thought you cannot do, you begin to do it. Because what you tolerate eventually is what you will accommodate. Anything you hang around, anything you stay for, anything you stay with, you are soon going to be looking like that thing. You know, there's an African, I don't know if you're saying, you know, adage or something, that says when soap or when, you know, detergents hang around leaves and things, they soon transfer their cleaning properties or detergent properties or soapy properties to those things that they are hanging around. So you are never left alone when it comes to influence. Whenever you hang around people, whenever you hang around things, you must understand that it is adding to you or taking away from you. So because of this, let there be no relationship around your life that is not intentional. Let there be no relationship. Let there be no contact with anything that you are not intentional about. Let there be nothing like that. Let your relationships, let the relationship that you have in your life not be by force or by proximity. Because there are people who make their friends by force or proximity. Oh, this is the closest person to me. But can you imagine that because I find a close, dirty water and I'm thirsty, and I say water is water and I drink that water, you know I'm killing myself. It's just a matter of time before it manifests. There are many people who are hanging around dirty water. They are thirsty, but they need to leave that dirty water, and whatever it takes to find clean water, it is worth the travel. It is worth the effort. So you need to understand that relationships around you, things that come around you, should not be because it is close. Should not be because of proximity. Should not be because, oh, this is the only available thing. No. It should be by choice. It should be deliberate. You should be deliberate about the things you listen to. You should be deliberate about the music you listen to. You should be deliberate about the movies you watch. You should be deliberate about the friends you keep. If you find a particular friend, even if it's a church friend, and you see that this friend is toxic, find a way to excuse yourself. Amen? Find a way to excuse yourself. Sometimes you find yourself in places where people are talking about stuff, and you know that this one will not help you. You can excuse yourself from that conversation. You can say, Hello. And then you just use style to walk out, trying to receive a call, an imaginary call. It is called wisdom. You can just walk away. Amen. Because hanging around that environment will mess up things in your life. So, but when you are hanging around people, you are hanging around things, and those things are adding to you, that particular experience is called inspiration. It's called inspiration. So in life, God wants us to live inspired. God wants us to live influenced. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3 and 16, the Bible says, all scriptures, you know, people think, how did we get our Bible? The way we got our Bible is because people were inspired. God didn't dictate to them. Because some people, the way they look at the Bible, they say, maybe God dictated to Peter and he was starting. No, it wasn't dictation, it was inspiration. The difference between dictation and inspiration is that the inspiration will pass through the human vessel. So the human vessel has some level of impute in that thing. That's why sometimes when you read the Bible, especially if you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll be wondering, why is it that the same event is recorded differently? If it is the same Holy Spirit that dictated it, it would have been the same thing. But the Holy Spirit inspired the people that put it down so that everybody wrote it according to how they can express it. That's why the Bible will call it the gospel according to Matthew, the gospel according to Luke, the gospel according to John. It's not three gospel. It is still same one gospel. But because of the vehicle of inspiration and they putting down what they were inspired on, they put it down in their own way. Just like, for example, when we come to the pulpit here, the way I will speak about the same thing is different from the way Pastor Andrew will speak about it. Me, I may not add that if you need hug, come and receive hug. I can say if you need laying on of hands, come on. But he is the hugger. Me, I will lay my hands on you. I will say, let us pray together. Amen to Jesus. But it is still the same gospel. It is still the same word of God. But inspiration is the main thing there. But inspiration is a big deal. Because without inspiration, everybody will expire. I put it down here that without inspiration, expiration is inevitable. Because you see, in life, we get tired after a while. Even if you come to church, you get tired after a while. You have a husband, you get tired after a while. Amen to Jesus. You have children, you get tired over here. There is nothing that is new. There is nothing that is exciting around in our lives today that we don't get tired of. So how do we keep keeping on? How do we keep moving in spite of setbacks, in spite of some of the things that happen? One of the things that can help you to keep moving on is to be inspired. Inspiration, it lifts you up. And in fact, that's why we come to church. Some people have always said something like, well, do we really need church? Don't we have the Bible? But you see, when you come around like this, the fact that somebody is speaking like me, sometimes maybe it is even the music, the song that you hear, or the joke, or something that will just light up something on the inside of you so that you can go about your week inspired. And I'm praying for somebody this morning. Instead of expiring, you will be inspired. In the name of Jesus. So I want you to think of inspiration like this. Inspiration as the air in the ball. If a ball does not have air in it, after a while, you'll not be able to use it. That's what happens to people. Sometimes you hear somebody that seemingly is very accomplished, and some of those kind of people, they commit suicide. How did that happen? The reason is somewhere along the line, they didn't see need to continue. They didn't see need for another day. They didn't see need to push themselves because they were not inspired. All right? So as I round up this morning, I want to talk about how can you be inspired deliberately? How can you be inspired deliberately? Because inspiration is a given. We need inspiration. If you want to live an empowered life, you want to live a life that will break limits, you want to live a life that other people will want to emulate, you want to live a life that is victorious, you need to know how to be inspired. You need to understand that inspiration is very important in your life. The first thing you need to pay attention to when it comes to being inspired, or actually, The main thing to pay attention to, but under this main thing, there are several ways you can approach it. But the main thing to pay attention is you need to understand that what you hang out with or who you hang out with becomes who you become. So the first person or the first thing you want to hang out with is hang out with the right people. Can somebody say amen to that? Look at your neighbor, say hang out with the right people. Because the journey of man, the story of man is like a journey. The experience of man is like a journey. And the way you do well in your journey is if you are looking upward or there is something in front of you that you can follow. The Bible said concerning Jesus that how was Jesus able to overcome the shame, overcome the trouble of the cross, how difficult the cross was for Jesus. The Bible said he was looking ahead. He was looking to something that was ahead of him. So when you have something that you can look ahead of, when you have someone you can look ahead to, that will help you. So people, the people you hang around, they matter a lot in your life. The people in your life, they determine many things that happen to you. Look at this scripture. I love this scripture. Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 2. Ezekiel 2 and 2. This was the prophet Ezekiel talking about an experience that he had. Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 2. The Bible says, which came with Zerubbabel. Ezekiel 2, 2, not Ezra. Ezekiel 2, 2.
Oh, glory to God.
The Bible says, and the Spirit entered into me when he spoke to me. Or I receive inspiration from discussing with people. There are sometimes, as a human being, I have been tired as a pastor. But I will speak to somebody, and the person is not necessarily preaching to me. We're just talking together. But I will be revived. I will come alive. Something will wake up on the inside of me. My story will look like Mary, the mother of Jesus, meeting with Elizabeth. And the Bible said, when Elizabeth met with Mary, the baby in the mother of Jesus leaped for joy. I'm believing God for you. Your Elizabeth, you will find them. In the name of Jesus. Some of us carry things that we don't know that we carry. It's because you have not found Elizabeth. When you find Elizabeth and Elizabeth is speaking to you, the Bible said the Spirit entered into me when he spoke to me. I was having a conversation. I thought I was talking to my friend, but something happened. There was a brainwave. There was a light bulb. Something went on. Something leaped up inside of me. I pray that what you carry on the inside of you will leap in the name of Jesus. So you need to understand that people, and there are categories of people, you know, you have friends, you have mentors, and you should have this discrete category. You should have friends, people that are your peers, people that you can just talk to. You should have mentors, people that you look up to, like pastors, or people that you can reach that have done some of the things that you want to do, career mentors, academic mentors, and people like that you look up to. You should also have family. These are people that you should have around you, people who are family members to you, and some of these family members can pass for friends, can pass for mentors, but the family also has its own place. But you should understand that the people play a major role in how you receive inspiration. People. So when you come to church like this, the fact that you are interacting with people, you are interacting with the word of God that is coming from here, the inspiration is coming. The fact that later on you go and listen to the message, inspiration is coming. So people are a major thing you need to understand, that when you hang around them, it can inspire you or it can expire you. Amen to Jesus. Because it's not everybody that you hang around. It's not every person that you meet. It's not everybody that you have in your life that are an inspiration to you. Some, they turn off the light bulb. But I'm asking that God will give you discernment to know the right people to hang around in the name of Jesus. So hanging around deliberately around people that inspire you. Me, I have found some people that inspire me. Some of them don't know me. But I know that when I listen to that man, something happens. So almost every week, at least once, I will listen to that person. I know something just happens to me. I wake up. There are some, and I have them in different categories. I have some, when I feel like I'm not praying enough, I'll just go and listen to them. I just listen to them because I want to hang around them. Something will just happen to me. After, even if the person is not preaching or prayer, because I don't know, I just have that connection with that person that anything they say just makes me want to pray. I remember several years ago, I met, some people may know him, Reverend Moses Aronsiola, and I later went to his prayer school. He has one prayer school in, you know, they used to do like off campus. They brought campus close to where I was living there, you know, Gethsemane prayer ministry. I don't know, something happens when I just hear that man talk. Even when he says, praise the Lord, I just feel like he says, pray. That's how it comes to me. It just lights up something on the inside of me. So sometimes when I feel like I am flat, what's going on, Pastor? Even my tongue or my prayer is feeling draggy. I just listen to him. And sometimes before I even finish listening to him, I just pause it. I say, it's time to pray. Just begin to pray like that. So you need to find people like that in your life. You need to know those kind of people who will wake up something inside of you. Because when it comes to destiny, destiny does not always happen automatically. Can I get amen to that? Destiny is like you have to push it, because if you don't push it, it will not be pushed. It will stay there. There are many people that the destiny that God has for them is sitting down today. It has not been, you've not woken it up. It's like a sleeping giant. But I command in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, every sleeping giant, wake up in the name of Jesus. So people, hanging around people, hanging out with people, that is how you can deliberately inspire yourself. Coming to church is hanging around with people. Listening to this message, you're hanging around with me. Some people are like, we are not talking about that. But I'm speaking with you. When Jesus chose his disciples, the Bible said he chose them so that they might be with him. If you look at the gospel, Jesus really never took them and said, okay, this is how to do ministry. You know, when you want to start this whole organization that I want to start, I want you to do this. I want you. He never did that. In fact, Jesus never told them anything. Once in a while, he would do some things. It was when they asked questions that he would not answer them and say, okay, well, this is why this is this. Then when Jesus goes out and is preaching, he will not even preach in normal language. He will preach in parables. He will tell stories. He will just tell all kind of stories, and then the people there will not ask questions. But when the disciples come, they will not ask him questions. Then he will now explain to them what the meaning of it. If they don't ask him any question, it seems he's not telling them anything. And you would wonder that how was Jesus putting something into these people? Just by being around Jesus alone did something to them. That's why in Acts 11, the Bible said they were called Christian because they saw what being around Jesus, they saw what hanging out with Jesus had done to them. I'm praying that in the name of Jesus, the people that will bring out the things that God has for our generation that is inside of you, you will hang around with them. You will find them in this season in the name of Jesus. So you stay inspired by hanging around with the right people. You also stay inspired by hanging out with the right resources. So there are people, but there are also resources that people have put together. There are messages. I just told you one. I've seen Reverend Moses Aronsola one-on-one, but he does not know me by name. But I have hung around with his resources. So the right resources, the right books, the right messages, the right songs. Can I say this to you? A song may not necessarily be evil, but it's a wrong song for you. Can somebody say amen to that? Do you know song? There's like a spirit around song. Songs ultimately are spiritual. There is no song that leaves you just like that. So you have to be careful. I don't like to differentiate and say gospel or not gospel, but make sure that the person and the song that you are listening to is what you want to become. If it is not what you want to become, because of your destiny, excuse yourself. Can somebody say amen to that? So hanging around the right sources, there are many people, just after listening to some song, they went to commit suicide. Have you not seen that at some of these concerts, people are passing out? You think it's normal? Is that not what some of the things you see in church when we lay hands, people fall under the anointing? People at some concerts are passing out. They say, well, we are all struck. This is our star. Can you imagine we are seeing that Michael Jackson? Oh, and then the guy wants to even touch them. Yeah. You think it's normal? Some people think, no, they are not making it up. There is a spirit in the atmosphere. So the right resources are very key. Look at this scripture. Daniel chapter 9 and verse 2. This is Daniel speaking here. Daniel said, "Hi, Daniel, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet." So what Daniel is saying is, it was resources that inspired me. The ministry of Daniel, the major bulk of what happened to Daniel's ministry happened because of contact with a book. You would have thought that because Daniel was going to be this major seer, because Daniel did not see what was only happening in days of Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel saw things that were happening now. Daniel saw things. Daniel, you know, when he saw that statue, he broke down world civilization till today. And the beginning of that whole encounter, the Bible said, I, Daniel, understood by book. So it was when I was reading that something came up, and because of what came out of that book, he now started to pray. So imagine that he didn't open that book. So there are many closed destiny because there are no open books. I am praying for you today that whichever book, whichever message, whichever music that will open you up, you will find them in this season. So the Bible, the word of God says in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 2 that I, Daniel, I understood by book. So you cannot overemphasize the usefulness of right resources. The right resources, hanging out with the right resources. And finally this morning, how do you deliberately stay inspired? Hanging out with the Holy Spirit himself. Because that scripture that we read when we started this message, in Acts chapter 2 and from verse 1, the Bible says when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were together in one room, in one accord, and there was a sound. And we've released the sound this morning. And the Bible says the Holy Ghost sat upon them. Something happened to people that could not stand up for Jesus. Something happened to people that were common men, fishermen, people who were the bottom of the ladder, people who you can't reckon with. Something happened to them because the Spirit of God came upon them. The Spirit of God moved them. The Spirit of God animated them. There are some of you here, some of the things God wants you to do, you are not cut out for it, so to say. In the human sense of the word, you cannot do it. That's not you. I've said this before here many times. Not here, but, you know, in Victory House before. That ordinarily, I'm a shy person. Ordinarily. But I think that ordinary has been ordinary for a long time ago. But ordinarily, this is not me. The real me is just to sit down at the back or be part of the choir. You know, I may do maybe not even the one singing, because you know some people are very bold in the choir. You hear their voices. Me, I won't be that one that you hear my voices. I'll just be the the ones that chop mouth. But something happened. The Holy Spirit. Every time I stand up, even till tomorrow, so there are many times I have stood up in some places that I'm like, oh God, you need to help me now. I just feel like I shouldn't say anything. I just feel like I should just tell the people, God bless you, and then I should go and sit down. Then I open my mouth, and then he helps me. There are some of you that are listening to me this morning. The thing God wants you to do, you can't do it by yourself. You can't even do it at all. You are not cut out for it. You know, when you read some books, they will tell you, focus on your strength and all of that kind of thing. And I am for that. But there are some things that God has called you into. There are some things that God wants you to do. You are not strong for it in yourself. Because the Bible says, so that the excellency will be of God. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, in weak vessels, in vessels that if you have looked at it, you will have said, are you kidding me? This result, this vessel, you won't believe it. That's why they talked about Paul. Church history talks about Paul. They said, when you see Paul, the apostle, that you will not believe that he's the same person that wrote it. In fact, some people believe that when he was asking God that take away this stone from me, it was his physical appearance. It's his school of thought that it was his physical appearance that it was despicable. That's why, but when you see his letter, his letters are witches. And then when you see the person, you'll be like, is this your letter? And then you see the person, you say, it doesn't look like you. You know, some people have met some people before. They say, are you the Mr. Emmanuel? You don't look like a Mr. Emmanuel. The Mr. Emmanuel looks more macho, more commanding, more. But in your mind, you know it's not because of the macho-ness. It's the God in you. Can somebody say amen to that? So hanging out with the Holy Spirit is a major thing that inspires you. It pushes you. It does something on the inside of you. Because you see, man is essentially a spirit. The Bible says in John chapter 4 and verse 24, it says God is a spirit And they that must worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. So really, 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 you are a spirit. And that spirit part of you connects to the spirit of God. And when the spirit of God superimposes itself on that spirit part of you, it will make you get results that are beyond you. You'll be empowered. You'll be like Superman. You'll be like one of these superheroes. You'll be able to do much more than you can do in the natural. Look at the scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14. 2 Corinthians 13 and 14. The Bible says, very common scripture, and some people quote this and say, let's say the grace. Well, this is the grace, and every scripture we have read today is also the grace, because the whole Bible all forms to give us what we call the grace. So this is not the only scripture that is the grace. Every scripture is the grace, because we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he was rich, he became poor, that we can receive the fullness of what he has. So there's no scripture that is not the grace. You don't close service with one scripture or the other. You can close service with any scripture. Psalm 91, good to close. Psalm 92, if there's blessing there, it's good to close. Deuteronomy 28, it's good to close. Can somebody say amen to that? So the Bible says here, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion, the interaction, the fellowship, the hanging out with the Holy Ghost, it does something to you. It inspires you. So pray, listen to the Holy Ghost, yielding to the Holy Ghost, it inspires you. That's what happens in that Acts chapter 2. It was literally the Holy Ghost taking over. In fact, some people believe Acts is not the Acts of the Apostle, it's the heart of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the main character in Acts. In Acts, when you see the script, Acts start, the characters that started it were then Peter and all of that. But by the end of it, it was Paul that you will see that was doing stuff. But the major character that never changed was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was just working with them, was just inspiring them, was just doing things through them, was just making things possible through them and empowering them to make difference in their world. I'm praying for you this morning that this week the power of the Holy Ghost will find new expression in you. In the name of Jesus. So in Acts chapter 2, in verse 4, and we'll close with this. Acts chapter 2 and verse 4. The Bible says, is it coming up? It says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. When it comes to the Holy Ghost, he wants to fill us again and again. Because I said that inspiration is like air in a ball. And if you know anything about air, it leaks. So when it comes to the filling of the Holy Ghost, sometimes we need a refill. Sometimes we need to be full and full and full again. So the experience we had in the beginning, we need to reenact it. We need to come to that experience again and allow the Holy Spirit to flow through us. So the Bible said they were filled. And this morning, we will be filled. Or we will be refilled. In the name of Jesus. And the first thing that happened to them when they were filled is that they began to speak. So there is something about having the Spirit of God inside of you that makes you not to be mute. Because if there's anything that the devil likes to do, is to keep you muted. And that's why when we started this morning, we started with shouts of hallelujah. Because we are releasing sound into our world, that those sound will hear the sound of the word of God and they will bow in the name of Jesus. So the Bible said they began to speak. And how were they speaking? They were speaking in tongues. So speaking in tongues is a part of the filled experience. So if you are here this morning, you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues, this is your morning. Can somebody say amen? Amen. And if you have been filled before with the evidence of speaking in tongues, this is also still your morning. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Because the Spirit of God can refill you again and again. We're going to stand up this morning. We're going to stand up this morning. We're going to commune with the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible talked about the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. But it says when it comes to the Holy Spirit, it's communion, it's fellowship, it's interacting with him. It makes a difference. And so this morning we want to interact with the Holy Spirit. Because when the Holy Spirit finds expression through you, through me, we will live empowered lives. Our lives will be inspired and our lives will be changed because of that. I want you to lift up your hand this to heaven this morning. And I want you to say this after me. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am inspired, that I am filled afresh with the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to ask you to say, I receive, three times. If you have been filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, I want you to speak. Because people that have not been filled will catch fire because of your own fire. Will catch fire because of what you also carry. Because in this room this morning, every one of us will find a fresh baptism of the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus. Can somebody say amen to that? So I want you to be very expectant when we say, I receive. The first time, you'll be expecting that God will touch you. When we say, I receive, the second time, be expecting that God will touch you. When we say, I receive, the third time, expect that God will touch you, and then open your mouth. Let Him speak through you. Don't be so quick to speak English. Let God speak any language through your mouth, because the Spirit of God inspires. He will push you. You have to do the speaking. If you don't do the speaking, even though He pushes you, nothing will happen. Because so many people, they will come into a meeting like this. They will say, well, I thought I was going to speak in tongues, but I did not speak in tongues. Because you did not use your own mouth. You have to use your own mouth. So are we ready this morning? We are going to say, I receive. We are going to do it three times. And at the third time, we'll break forth in tongues. In the name of Jesus. Are we ready? One, two, go. I receive. Another one. I receive. Another one. I receive. La de broto le cadaba da velea, lisha bada baleandos, melebrane galada.